Hallelujah. You ever get like a thought in your head, but then you know it's God? And I know we're here to eat, because that's why the church is full. If it was Bible study, it'd be a lot less people. But that's all right. We got you in here. Now you get to hear me, because I'm going to preach to you. And don't worry, we're going to eat. But after I'm done talking, you're going to be really hungry, because it's going to be a while. Just kidding. As we were praising God, and I'm just sitting there, and I was thinking to myself, what if it's my first time coming to this church? Maybe it's your first time coming here. First thing you see is a bunch of tables. Got to kind of work around them, right? What in the world? Aren't churches supposed to be a bunch of rolls? Hard benches? A bunch of hymn books where people already wrote in them and said, Charlie was here, 98? And then they're singing up there, and there's this guy that God's touching him, and he's kind of crying. Why is a dude crying? Guys don't cry, right? Do we cry? We don't cry. We only cry if we see Avengers Endgame. Because that's touching. Man, and I don't want to spoil it, but someone dies, and you almost cry. Cry. And then after that, some fool gets up there, and he's not even wearing shoes. I'm wearing sandals. And he's talking. And they have food, and you know, it's just a weird church. Is it even a church? This is what church is supposed to look like. Not sit there in front, sing some stuff, have someone spew at you, and then you leave not changed or anything. I am praying that God could touch your heart tonight. Even if it's a celebration, because we're going to celebrate, moms. But what God was telling me as we were praising and singing, and someone's praying for you. It was that simple. Someone's praying for you. Maybe it's a grandma. I don't know. Maybe it's a grandma that's praying, right? Maybe a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it's an auntie. But someone's praying for you. And you know what? They're the only person that's praying for you. Now that's scary, because if they're the only ones that are praying for you by name, that's scary, because they're bringing you up to Christ and say, God, don't forget that child. You promised me some things, and you told me that that baby is yours. I don't know how and where they're at, and I could see their situation, and I could see stuff that's happened. I see the decisions they made. I see their Facebook page. I see Instagram. I see the nonsense that's on there. God, for real? But they keep praying, because God is going to do something. I have a praying mom. She has to with 9 kids. She has to. And 7 of us is boys. And some are bigger than me. Burly fellas. And our pitch, as loud as I am, theirs is higher. I don't need a microphone. Can you still hear me? This is just for people at home. But my mama, the moment that I realized that she has never stopped praying for me was when they stayed over at our place for about 6 months and raised the beginning of my little girl's life. And I went into her bedroom one morning, and my mom was sleeping on the, we had like a little rocking chair, a gray one, and was sleeping, and I looked at my mom's knees. And she had these brown patches like this, just right there. Everything else was just mama. But her knees were callous. Because in the morning she'd be praying, at night she'd be praying, during the day she'd be praying. She was praying for me. I'm not saying you got to pray on your knees. If you can't, sit down and pray. God doesn't put you in a formula, just pray. And that's the only reason why I'm standing here. Because someone's praying for you. Someone prays, because I know my mama still prays for me. So this Mother's Day, first, I'd like to just celebrate you guys, because you guys are incredible. I was there during birth. That's messed up, the stuff you women go through. That is wrong. Nothing should happen like that. But life came out of my wife to the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And from her own body, God made it that she's able to feed the child like a cow. I mean, I'm going crazy, but I'm sorry. If y'all get to know me, y'all know I don't hold punches. Tell Claire, how crazy am I at work? I'm a little crazy, right? Yeah, a little bit. They call me Tornado for a reason. But you're feeding your child as they're growing up, nurturing them. In fact, in the very beginning of the life, there are certain things and vitamins that happen in your body that first milk gives a baby these antibiotics that he can never get anywhere else. That's insane. That's a mama. And she's praying for you. That grandmother is praying for you. That teacher is praying for you. That auntie is praying for you. That friend is praying for you. She is saying, God, give them that spiritual nutrition that they need. Because trust me, you're going to need it. I'm so thankful that there's so many mamas here. I called my mama quick, and it's awesome. And my mama sends us these devotionals, and Sister Olsen, it's hilarious because she's in Puerto Rico, and she speaks Spanish. That's her strongest language. And she'll write in Spanish her response to the devotional, and somehow she's translated into English. Excuse me for the spitting. And when she translated into English, some of it doesn't translate correctly. But you could understand it. But she said one devotional that I know she prayed for me. And there was an instance, if you recall in the Bible, where Moses, and God is saying, hey, Moses, what do you got in your hand? And he says, a staff. He says, a shepherd. And he said, okay, toss it. And what happens? We know the story. It becomes a snake. Now he grabs it, and it becomes a staff again. Later on, that same thing he does in front of Pharaoh. God says, show him what I am, the all-powerful. Throws the staff, becomes a snake, The magicians do the same thing, but guess what? That snake eats the other ones. Then he grabs it, become a staff again. But there was an aspect of that story that I did not recognize until, I mean, and this ain't scripture, don't worry, don't look it up and be like, is that, you know? But what God was speaking to me and says, you know what? There are certain things that I gave you. There are talents that I gave you, things that you're supposed to do. Give it to me. The only time it became the snake, it was when Moses no longer had it in his hands. And then God did stuff. He eliminated the enemies. Because there was other snakes there when they got eaten. It became something way more powerful, kind of scary. But as soon as Moses grabbed it and tried to take over of that situation, guess what it was? A piece of stick. Let it go. God has stuff that he's equipped you with because mama's praying, because mama's saying, you know, my little boy has talents. My little boy can pray. My little boy can do a lot of stuff for you, God. But you got to give it to him. You can't hold on to it. As soon as you grab it, guess what? It becomes a piece of stick that's worthless. But as soon as you give it to God, woo! Enemies better tremble. Because there's a mama that's praying for you. So before we pray for our food, and by the way, it was really cool to see a bunch of guys put together a meal. You should read the text. There was some good stuff happening there, including the saying, what, say, no Fight Club. We don't talk about certain things, people. So I'm not going to talk about anything. I want to get beat up by the guys. But when we got together and we put this together, we were just like, you know what? God can do things. God can do things. And please, please hear this. If you don't hear anything this evening, someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. You got, oh Lord. Alabado sea tu nombre, Señor Jesús. You know how lonely you feel? When all you can do is post a vague saying online so that someone could listen and maybe comment and maybe DM you and say, hey man, are you okay? Because you're just trying to listen, you're just grasping on to something. The reason why those feelings come over you is because someone is praying and saying, God, make them realize that they need you, and please, God, open up their eyes because they're hungry for something. God, do something. Make them feel lonely, God Almighty. Make them feel desperate because you're the solution. Oh, man. That lonely feeling will never go away. You can't fill it with stuff. Because someone's praying that you come to repentance and that you can say, Jesus, oh, I've tried versions of you. I've tried crib notes of you. I've tried little things that people said, oh, try this because this is what Jesus looks like. No, that's not what Jesus looks like. Jesus looks nothing like that. Jesus is a healer. Jesus removes that guilt that you have, that you've carried forever. Jesus removes that mind blockage that says, I can't do that. I'm worthless. I've done too many nasty things. There's no way I can be forgiven. I'm telling you, if he could forgive me, You got nothing to worry about. Because someone's praying for you. Someone's praying for you. Right, Colin? That's why my boy's standing right there. Because someone prayed for Colin. That's why my boy's standing right there. Colin, has it been easy? Oh, no, it hasn't. Will it ever be easy? But someone's praying for you. And you're going to get through it. Because someone's praying for you, bro. We're going to close our eyes and pray this evening. And if you feel that you just need that extra burst of just love, I'm going to pray for you. And there's other people here that will also pray for you. Sister Olson, Jody, Grandma. We're going to start praying. I want y'all not, this is not a moment to look around. This is not a moment to kind of start observing what's happening. No. This is a moment to close your eyes and pray because God is talking to somebody. God is talking to somebody that doesn't think that anyone cares about them. God is talking to someone that doesn't feel like no one's ever prayed for them. That they've been alone for too long, and why am I even here? Why did I come here? And we're going to pray specifically for you because the Spirit knows. Almighty, precious, Heavenly Father.